2018 will commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, supposedly the war to end all wars. But we know the story did not work that way.
This is Dr. Craig Jessup, Dean of the Kane College of the Arts and Music Director of the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra. During this weekend's performance, the group will perform two of Ray Vaughan Williams' oratorios with Jessup conducting.
Ray Vaughan Williams, the great English composer, was a medic in World War I. He volunteered at age 46 to go over and saw the very worst part of the war. When he returned, he wrote a composition called Sancta Civitas, or the Holy City, because it was his aspiration that it would be a new age of peace. About 20 years later, after it premiered, Vaughan Williams saw in Europe the rise of Adolf Hitler and the annexation of Austria, of Poland, of Belgium, of France, and he said, "It's coming again. It is coming again." And he composed Dona Nobis Pacem, saying, "It's here, watch, be vigilant, grant us peace, O God."
The American Festival Chorus's concerts this year are celebrating the commemorative events of World War I and the great work of Ray Vaughan Williams.
It requires three choirs. In addition to the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra, we'll have the Luke's Chamber Choir from Utah County and the Cash Children's Choir and the Box Elder High School Girls Chorus. And it's a surround sound experience. Vaughan Williams invented surround sound before it was ever known.
The concert will be performed on Saturday, April 7th in the Danes Concert Hall at USU at 7:30 p.m. The American Festival Chorus and Orchestra will take the same concert to England to perform at various locations, including the Ely Cathedral on the 4th of July. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.